from his funeral home used to be the Belo Family Corporation. It's the Belo, it's Communication Corporation, the Belo Family on his home. It's down here on Ross Avenue.
Yeah.
Now, the Dallas Historical Society has been attempting to do, it's been talked about.
Was it
preserving that place?
Family home?
Yeah, it was a family home at one time. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh, where's it?
It's down Ross Avenue, just has a Catholic church that's down there, right at Ross and, what is that street? That's not Field Street. Pearl. No, it's not Pearl. It's just a shame. I can't even tell you what. Just as you like, it's across the street from a Porsche Audi place. It's on the right-hand side of the street. Can't miss it. It's there's a lot of growth around it now. Like they have let the yard go because the people that had it leased was a funeral home, and they widened that street in there, and they said that cut out some of the parking lot. I think they were looking for an excuse to get out of the lease. It's a reality, though. Of course, you know, as a Brian Neely log cabin downtown,
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
knows where that thing is. I like to go out and look out on Laughlin Lane and look at H.L. Hunt's house, the Hunt House. The Hunt House is out on Lotha Lane around White Rock Lake. Lotha Lane goes...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That house is almost an exact replica to the White House.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You know, like, you can see Dallas's own little White House out
yeah.
there. And it's... I think the dimensions of it are just a few feet less than what the White House is. Now, what I like, today, you know, this is going to be history tomorrow and forever and a long time, is now the Market Center.
Yeah.
Now, the Market Center in Dallas is second to none. It is the largest market center in the world in one location. Now, that part of Dallas's history I like. I worked in the trademark. That was the first building that was built out there. I guess, in high school when the...
Is that right?
When they build that building. I have a friend of mine who works in the apparel mart now. And now, the largest piece of tapestry that was made in this century is hanging out there. It was commissioned by Trammell Crowe. It was the old piece of artwork. It was done depicting the first fashion show. And it's hanging in the proper place out in the apparel mart in the Great Hall.
That?
A piece of tapestry is it took about roughly 2 years to make that thing. It shows the first fashion show was the Scheherazade was dressing her sister Donizade to marry the king. Not the king, but the king's brother. You know, well, that was a part of the 1001 Arabian Night Tales.
Yeah.
Well, you know that story.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is showing the first fashion show because then everybody was so happy when Scheherazade, when Donizade was going to marry the king and the king's brother, and the king decided that Scheherazade didn't need to tell him any more tales because he was in love with her. So then Scheherazade, in order to commemorate the thing, she said, well, she was going to dress her sister in all these fine gowns and so forth. And there are smaller pieces of tapestry around that shows each area, you know, like